Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'Gilui Neshmas, Sarah Malka, Bas Reb Yitzchak. We're learning in the Shul Sweet graciously sponsored by our dear friends, the Wengers, commemorating Dr. Wenger's grandfather's Yortzeit, Avram ben Avram. And of course, the learning should be done as a schus for his neshama as well. We are in the second parak of Masechta Erevin. We're up to Mishnayos Aleph and Beis, and the Mishnah begins as follows. Osim pasan libi rose. You can make boards to serve as partitions around the well in order for one to take water from a well, which is located in a Rishus Arabim. And so therefore we have to be able to go from a private domain, the well 10 fachim deep, into a area where we can get the water from the well. And so we use this system of passe biros. And what are passe biros? We make boards to serve as partitions. Arba diyum de nirin kishmona, four double posts that look like eight posts. In other words, each post comes to a corner. Dibre Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ramir says, Shmona Niram Kishnamisri, we need eight boards that look like 12 boards. How is that? You have the four double posts, Arba Diumdin, Be'arba Pshutim, and then you have four straight ones. And each double post looks like two boards. So Ramir says you also may need four straight ones in between them, and then you will be able to go ahead and pull the water out. Gava Masar Tfachim, in the end of the day, the height of these boards has to be 10 Tfachim. Berachmam Shisha, the width has to be 6 Tfachim. Ve'uvian Koshein, the thickness can be any amount. Ubeinayim Kamaloshne Revako Shal Shalosh Shalosh Vakar, between them, there can be a gap of the size of two teams of three oxen. In other words, it can be each ox being 1 2/3 amos. Two teams are 10 amos wide. And so 10 amos is the maximum gap between the double post, Divrei Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Shal Arba Arba. Rabbi Yehuda says the size is of four each. In other words, the gap between them can be wide as two teams of four oxen. And so therefore, each team is 6 2/3 amos. Two are 13 1/3 amos. So then the gap of 13 1/3 amos is allowed between these diumdim. If it's more than 13 1/3 amos, you'll have to put a post in the middle in between the two diumdin, between the two corner pieces, in order to shrink the gap between them. And of course, while we're discussing these sizes, Kshur Solomutaros, we're assuming the oxen are tied together, Echad Nechnesses Vechad Yotzeis, and we're assuming one team is going in, one going out, which needs more space than if they were facing the same size. And Mutar Lahakrav Lebeher, you can make the space between these Pasei Biros closer to the well, right? Ubavachete Para Rosha Veruba Bifnim Bishosa. That all assumes that the cow's head and majority of its body is going to be inside the area enclosed, and it's able to drink. If it's space that's smaller than that, then it's more likely that the person taking the water to the animal is going to go from the Rishus HaYachid that's marked off by the inside of the Pasi Biros into the area outside, into the Rishus HaRabim. But the Harchik Koshu, you can also make the gap in between and the enclosed area much, much larger. Ubavachi Arbe Bepasin. The only thing is you got to make sure you add extra boards into the place in order to make sure that you don't have a problem. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.